A large crowd was on hand as Custom Aircraft Cabinets opened the new facility on Landers Road. The building had previously housed a national home center. Mike Geringer co-founded the company, which makes cabinetry and upholstery for aircraft, 24 years ago in North Little Rock.
The journey from that tiny garage to this building has been a long and very interesting ride. We have grown from 2 employees, just Paul and us, to over 170 people. And we anticipate growing to nearly 300 over the next 2 years.
Republican 2nd District Congressman Tim Griffin was among those taking part in the grand opening.
This is an example of the American dream. It really is. And I was thinking when you said garage, because I didn't know that, there's a company called Microsoft, I think, that started in the garage, or maybe it was Apple. It was one of those two. Both of them have been pretty successful.
Custom Aircraft Cabinets will eventually employ nearly 300 people once the expansion is complete. Griffin notes that much of the company's business is providing furnishing for luxury jets.
The next time you hear politicians bashing people buying the jets that you put work in, you won't hear it from me. But write them a letter, or if you're standing near them, shout out at them and say, hey, that's not fair, because these are great paying jobs.
Several people who would like to be hired by the company came out to the grand opening, including Viola Keys of Sherwood, who would like to be hired as a finisher.
I hope that it brings lots of jobs, career, and I'm looking forward to being a part of this establishment.
Vincent English hopes to help run the company's computer operations.
Hoping to help them out. I know they had their website up and running, that, you know, they're looking for a good worker to be a part of their establishment. And so hopefully, as she said, maybe both of us will be in the work for you here maybe one day.
Floyd Dodson III is a builder who has worked there for several years and has found it rewarding, even for people without advanced training.
I don't really know. I don't really know if you got to have special skills, as long as you're able to cut and measure. Really, that's about it, I think.
You have to know your math, huh?
Yeah, you have to have some math. Yeah, there you go. That's a special skill.
Co-owner Paul Reesness says that they are looking for potential employees with cabinet building skills. Custom Aircraft Cabinets invested almost $6 million in the new facility, which is located a mile from its main plant. Keisha Nanda, KUAR News.